Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Between Two Worlds with your host, psychic medium Derek White SkyCloud on bbsradio.com, and I'm also on satellite. And we're here. I'm here to take your open lines. We've got open lines here, and I'm waiting for you to call in toll free. And we will be taking calls for anybody who wishes to ask for a question or a complimentary reading. The phone number we have here is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. These are toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227 and 530-876-3222. Now, the station itself is having some new insulation being brought in, so if anybody does call in, if you feel that you think I'm talking over you, don't worry. You just say, hello, it's me. I want to ask you a question. I'll be listening to your message. It's been a wonderful hot day today. It's muggy where I live. I'm in beautiful British Columbia near White Rock, and we're about 5 minutes away from the ocean. So it's apparently I've been told here it's around 30 plus degrees Celsius, which is about, I believe, 80 plus degrees here in our area of Canada. I'm enjoying the weather, and I'm sure everybody else are taking advantage of the sun and having to enjoy being out there and getting the tan of their life. But I want to share a story with you folks. I've been getting a couple of people calling in that came to see me for a reading. And one lady in particular who I was quite concerned for, we have had a lot of people coming in and asking questions about what curses mean. Well, myself, I work as a shaman. And some people, when they get a reading by someone, they are so worried that someone has told them that you have a curse in your family. Well, it goes by a belief system. It doesn't always go by what someone tells you. You have to really trust your heart and truthfully and full. Because if you allow everyone to tell you that there's something wrong with you or something wrong that you have a curse in your family, then you would have problems all your life. You would have problems all your life. You'd be worrying about what's going to happen to your next loved one. And, you know, it's not something that you need to sit back and look at and say, you know what, there's no curse in my family because I'm living a life that I have to fulfill and I have work to do and I have no time to worry about someone telling me that I have a curse in my family. So just to share that with you, that there's no such thing as curses unless you believe it. And because I, like I said before, I've been doing a lot of work in my life, and there has very few people in this world who really originally had anything that's connected to them that actually has anything related to a curse. So to let you all know out there, those who are listening on the radio, and those who want to share that with your friends or family or neighbors, there's no such thing as a curse, and you can hear it from me. Anyways, I'm looking forward to receiving your calls, 877-876-5227 and also 530-876-3222. Looking forward to receiving your calls. Some people like to wonder why or how they can understand the psychic skills that they do have, or those who want to try to practice it or learn to take on the skill. We have a lot of good people here on this radio show that do so well, that practice the gifts that they have. And we're all a little bit different from each other, but we pretty well work in the same direction. And there are people out there that want to learn and learn the skills of what we do. Now, I do teach that myself. If any of those of you who are actually living in British Columbia, I do teach. I teach mediumship, and those who want to learn, they can give me a call on my home phone, and it's 604-818-8375. Get your pencil and paper out there. It's 604-818-8375. That's to, if you want to get a reading with me, that's a professional one-hour reading. You can go to my website under whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, and I have PayPal online there too, so I'll set up so there should be no problems with anyone ever saying, well, do you have a credit card? Do you have this? You can do that. We all have that pretty well. It's very safe. And those of you who want to get a professional full-time one-hour reading, you can give me a call, that number later on down after the show's over, or to arrange an appointment to come see to do a phone reading. It makes no difference whether you're local or whether you're international. I still do the readings from on the phone. And, you know, I get a kick out of people who say to me, well, how do you know what's the difference between a phone call reading compared to a house reading? Well, or a home reading? Well, they're both the same. They're both the same. I'm sure everybody's agreed that, you know, spirit's with you no matter where you go. And it's all based on just being who we are, and we have the ability. That's basically what my ability is. I don't have to worry about being in front of someone. As long as what I always feel is like, I depend on the vibration of the person. So that's why I ask them for their name, because if you want to get into their energy. And that's how you begin to recognize the idea of what they do. And it's very healing for them. And as well as, I sometimes surprise myself. I totally surprise myself. But anyways, it's a beautiful Saturday, and being the 24th, and in the States, it's actually in Quebec, up in Montreal. It's St. John Baptiste Day, which basically is celebrate the saints of St. John the Baptiste. So in Quebec, I like to recognize our neighbors over there. And looking forward to hearing from you folks as well, anyone who wished to call from across Canada as well. Anyways, this weekend's been very, very busy for me. I haven't stopped working, which basically is a good thing. I think we all need that. And so I actually have been doing a little bit of paranormal work, and mostly... you do basically your home readings as well. I've been trying to work with a lot of new people coming into this business and have wanting to experience, like I said before, experience the skills that they have. And so what I try to teach is about 20 different questions or answers that people always ask. And one is number one, they call it depression. And why they go through the depression, wanting to recognize the difference between who we are, what we can do, why we're going to depression. Well, depression actually, we always believe ourselves that we're never good enough what we do. And not saying everybody, but sometimes we feel that point of, why am I struggling with myself inside? And so what I do is I tell people, like, if you learn to stay out of your depression, stay out of yourself, and learn to look at yourself a little bit more, and not as a negative thing, but look at yourself a little more and stay positive. You know, learning about yourself and having to face a lot of your new issues in life, because as we grow, no matter if we become a young person to an adult, we always go back to our childhood. It's always part of our life. And when we go to our childhood, we learn about the issues that we take on. And whether it's an emotional issue, whether it's been a physical issue, mental issue, we go through all different issues. And we learn to experience these through spirit, and the spirit always comes and tells you what have you learned after you pass in this world. And so basically you're experiencing the physical time and in your life, and it's a very different way of understanding it, because most people say, well, I want to work 9 to 5, I want to have a really good secure job, I want to have all this money, I want to have a beautiful big house, I want a car, I want kids, I want to travel, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to have a really wonderful retirement. Yes, we can all have that. That's part of our life. But we have to earn it. And no matter how hard the struggles are sometimes those little things are a little easier, and God's given us easier things to learn and to work with. It depends on what we're dealing with in life. Now we'll talk about karma as well. We'll bring karma into this issue, because that's where sometimes depression comes in. We're dealing with probably a karmic path that basically works with as far as depression is concerned as well. Because some people will say, "Why me? You know, why am I always this way?" And I talked about this before, last part of our show last week or two. You know, why me? Why not you? Why should you be any different from everybody else? We've also gone through something new in life. Now there are people out there that have, you know, walk through the whole part of life and not having to struggle with things. And there's people out there that have done a lot of struggling. And if you look at the third world countries and other parts of the world, there's always people out there who are struggling with different issues, whether it's emotional, physical, even through a physical, you know, traumatic parts of their life. And again, it's part of the karma. But we learn about how to overcome this. And it's part of what life brings us. So, anyway, I got a call coming in, I believe. And if that person's there, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? I got someone calling in here? It doesn't sound like anybody calling in right at the moment. Okay. Anyways, as I was saying, it's when we learn about how to deal with issues in life. Okay, is someone there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's your name? Who am I speaking to, and where are you from?
This is Brent from Wyoming. I spoke to you when you were on the Kevin Smith Show a while back.
Oh yes.
What you described to me was an ancient Aboriginal or something like that. But standing behind me, he's asked me if I had any Aboriginal in me. And I don't think I do.
Okay.
But I think he's one of my teachers, if you will.
Yes.
What I'm wondering is if you could address how one in a very rural situation would go about learning from one of these teachers.
Meditation, number one. You know, sitting with them and having to acknowledge them. Like, a lot of times, too, people say, well, I have an Indian guide or I have a guide. But sometimes we wonder, what's this guide's name? And sometimes people say, well, some of the guys will say it's not necessary to really know my name, but they really want to work with you delightfully and lovingly.
Okay.
And there are guys that want to come out there and they really want to give you as much
support,
recognition of who they are from spirit. And so the man that works with you, being a first of Indian blood, this man feels like a warrior to me. Like, he's just right in my face, boom. Okay.
Okay.
And that when he's a warrior, playing the warrior role, so he's very passive. That means he's protecting you, but he's a passive warrior. It means he's passed. He's from a long time ago. And I want to say that he has an Iroquois background.
Okay.
Or Iroquois energy.
Okay.
Okay. So, and there's a name of it's almost like a feather name to him, but I'm not really getting the name. Specifically, what he is called by his first name. I want to say, what's his name? If you ask him who he is, write his name down three times on the paper and then ask again. And if you're getting a very strong feeling of his presence, you're going to get that.
Okay.
Because
thank
I
you.
Feel like. With him, I want to say whatever you dealt with as a young man in younger years, like your life has changed so much from dealing with trauma or drama in your youth.
Brain injury, try that.
Okay, that is where it changed to now. You became not that person, but you almost want to say you had an out-of-body experience, but you also had to call, like, a walk-in?
Yes, it was a walk-in took over while my body was recovering from doing initial recovery, and I was out there, literally. I was getting a tour of the universe.
Exactly. So it feels like to me that whatever you're doing now, if you ever decide to start doing writings and books, you would do well with that.
Okay, because I've done that before.
It's your channel writing with the spirit. It's your channel writing because they're going to tell you stories how this person became about in the past, who and why he is with you today.
Okay.
And like, I'll give you an example. I have a guy that I work with, and I've worked with him since I was a child, and his name is White Bear. And some people, they'll say, well, who is White Bear? Well, White Bear was a Lakota chief. And his Indian name with the Lakota, was Satanta. He came to me as a child, and I've been with him ever since. Mm-hmm. And he showed himself to me as a white bear first, and he transformed into this man. And he gave me so many signals through even through First Nations people that I've worked with, and he would show himself to me. And when I went to a market one day, and this man, a First Nations man, was behind the table, and I didn't know him whatsoever from anything, and he looked at me, and I walked up to the table, and he said, "It's about time you got here." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "I have a message for you from White Bear." And he said, "I have something for you." And he reached down into a box and he pulled out a black bear hide. And he said, "This is your robe. You take this home with you and you use it as your medicine." And I never knew the guy, but he was waiting there for me to arrive. And he gave me the robe. So in your vision, in your life, yours is going to be like a robe, but it will be in a way, not as a physical sense of it, but as a spiritual sense of it.
Good.
He's going to honor you because you are what you call a brother of his in that past life.
I can believe it.
Okay? Okay. That's why I asked if you had native blood, because you have an energy that's so, to me, it feels like it's made a connection somehow to you so strongly that that's what I was asking.
Okay.
And some people have that energy. For example, I'm sure you've noticed this. You walked up to someone says to you, "I can feel your energy."
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're going through. Pardon me. I went through the same thing myself. When people walk up to me, or if I walk up to them, they'll say, "Whatever it is, your energy is just right there." And I just knew it, you were coming here, and I knew you were going to be there before you got there. Because the spirit walks through very humbly and very lovingly. And so they never hurt you, they never push you, but they like to give you a little nudge when they want you to sit down and write, or they want you to sit down and to look at something, because it's helping other people, because your job is going to be changing, basically changing other people's lives. But it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's. I have a feeling he's been giving me nudges for quite some time. I'll never put a name to him.
Yeah.
And I just know he's there. I just don't know how to work with him.
I'm being shown this name right now, so we'll see. Go by the name of Red Feather.
Red Feather.
Yeah, and then write his name down, say Red Feather, and you write it down three times and ask him if this is the true name of Red Feather.
Okay.
Because I got a feeling as to what it is, because I'm being shown a red feather, so it could be that what, that's what it means. Now, what it represents is the eagle medicine, which basically is the spiritual strength, and the red is your power, the red is your strength, your position, and having to call the rebirth.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Well, that was really different. I don't get that too often on the phone, but it's wonderful to hear from other people. So anyway, if anyone else out there has any more questions regarding anything similar, even if you want to ask who your guide is, I'm also a paranormal investigator too, so I've been in people's places where there have been hauntings. So if someone asks me of something specifically, if they're dealing with an issue in other places, or if they want to find out if there's a loved one around them, or even if they want to just get a reading regarding themselves, complimentary read, just give me a call. The phone number is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, or in the area 530-876-3222, 876-3222. A lot of times, too, some people say, you know, they say, well, how come some people have Indian guides and other people have other kinds of guides, and some are angels,
hello?
Archangels. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Derek.
How are you doing? What's your
good.
Name?
Good. How are you? Talking? My name is Jackie.
Jackie?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
You can hardly hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I have to really listen.
Okay, just raise your right arm.
Pardon me?
Raise your right arm.
Okay.
That's a joke. I do that to people. They say they can't hardly hear me.
Oh, okay.
Where are you calling from?
Are you there?
Yes, I am. I can hear you quite well.
Well, this is the first time I've listened. I heard you say something about white dove, and I wanted to mention that I had a shamanic journey by somebody a couple of years ago, and a white dove for me showed up as well. And I just wondered if you had anything to say about that, if you agree, or...
Well, you know what a white dove means to you?
Well, to me, that means peace.
Okay, but anything else as well?
What? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Are you talking on a cordless?
Oh, this is much better. Whatever happened, I can hear you now.
Ah, somebody stepped in.
Good. Now it's right. It's fading again. It is a cordless, but I don't usually have any trouble with it.
Okay. Well, let me share something with you. Why?
Okay.
I love this when these things happen. Whenever I do any channel work, any psychic work on phone, especially on radio shows, and I have a lot of radio shows I've been interviewed on, and they can all agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all said, every time I get online, something happens.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's either squelching in the phone line.
Okay.
Or also spirits trying to come through the lines themselves, and so they start cutting the phone line down a bit, or they raise the volume a bit.
Oh.
They'll even play with the telephone lines, so it's not the first time, won't be the last.
Uh-huh.
So that's just how things are. They're just trying to contact with you.
I believe that.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you if your father has passed.
Oh, yes, a long time ago.
Okay, because the white dove represents your dad.
Ah.
Okay.
Oh.
Your dad is here with me right now.
Okay.
And he's acknowledging you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he's like, your dad is showing me Christmas time. I don't know why what has any relation to you, what it means by Christmas, but he shows me Christmas. Like, I think this may represent his fondness of memories. So he's bringing up Christmas for some reason. And I'm being shown also either your father had a problem with his right leg or was walking on a crutch or a cane.
Hmm.
But I mean, so a man also walking on a cane.
Okay.
That has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And this man here also has a connection to the military, because I feel there's a military connection to him, because I'm also seeing like England, where this person actually has a name, John.
Mm-hmm. That was my dad's name.
Your dad's name's John?
That was his name, yeah. He died when I was 5, so
okay.
Quite a while ago.
Because this other man that's in the spirit, that is with the military, just introducing your father as being John. I want to say that there's John Jr. and then there's a senior. That means his father also is a spirit.
That could be.
Okay.
You know what? I never knew my grandfather. He died before I was born, so it could have been my grandfather.
Okay, so there's two men here together. Now, you had a stepdad?
No, my mom never remarried.
Your mom never remarried?
No.
Okay, so that's good. So I was asking if you had a stepdad, because I was looking for the stepfather. Your father is connected to the white dove. He's what you call a white dove also represents to me is like a connection to from angels.
To what?
A connection from, you ever seen that show, that TV series, Touched by an Angel?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Where at the end the dove would fly?
Yes.
Okay. That to me, when I asked Spirit, what does dove mean? And they told me that it's like it's saying that that's the message from Spirit, that the dove was there. The dove of peace is bringing peace of mind to you,
mm-hmm.
and also with your father. But it's also showing me here that your father is saying that he's acknowledging you, wants to let you know that he wants to say hello and that he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
He also wants to apologize for leaving you alone.
Yeah.
Okay? Hope this makes sense.
Yeah, that does. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he said he had no control over it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that... I also have... I'm not sure if this makes sense, but either he says this to your mom. Your mom, she's still alive, isn't she?
No, she passed away about 5 years ago.
Okay. Your
She was very difficult to live with.
Okay. So your dad is using these words. Now, that's why I wasn't sure what it means, but he wants to say, there's a fellow who's in spirit, who has passed, but he actually used to sing this song, and it's called Happy Birthday Baby.
Happy Birthday Baby?
Baby, which means he's either talking about you or your mom. Okay?
But yeah, I don't know.
Sense. It may make some sense once you think about it, because he's using the word Happy Birthday Baby. Not Happy Birthday, but Happy Birthday Baby.
You know what? You're saying happy birthday, and I'm not understanding what you're saying after happy birthday.
Okay.
Spell it.
I'm sorry?
Can you spell it?
Happy birthday, baby.
Are you saying baby, like B-A-B-Y?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's using the phrase baby, but he's using the song in my head, happy birthday, baby.
Well, that's coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, well, then it's for you then.
It's the 20th of July.
Okay, so then his nickname to you was baby.
Huh.
You're his little baby.
Uh-huh.
Or baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he was using.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said your mom had passed, right?
Yes.
And you couldn't get along with her?
I don't know too many people that could have. Yeah, she was very difficult. My dad was very warm and loving, and my mom was very cold and not very nurturing.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Her name was Helen.
Hang on. Do you mind if I make contact with her?
Oh, no.
Let's see if I can find her. Hang on. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not really finding your mom much. She's just very, I just feel her presence there, but she's not even talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So you must, unless she's got something that she is not over with as far as an issue is concerned, but I feel your mom hasn't passed long ago.
You feel my mom what?
How long ago did your mom pass?
2001.
Mm-hmm. That's about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. She's still dealing with her own issues.
Yes.
But she also says to me that she's, I'm also being told her that she's got a sister, or she has a sister that is still alive.
That could very well be, yes. We don't write or talk, but she was alive last I heard.
Is there a New Orleans connection to her?
To my mom?
Yes.
New Orleans, no, not that I know of.
She was born in
Ohio.
In Ohio,
uh-huh.
Either New Orleans or Louisiana, but I'm being shown a house that has I'm being shown swamps around her.
Swamps, no, unless she moved that I don't know of. It's been a while since we connected.
Okay. Because for some reason, I'm being shown, I think this is all to do with her childhood.
Ah, that could be, yeah.
Okay, your mom is showing me this big house,
mm-hmm.
but it's old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that she's living in this house now, but she showed me, because I asked her what this is, she showed me a childhood, so whatever
mm-hmm.
area that she was connected to somehow, that was part of her. Or she likes to be alone a lot, either one of the two.
That was her, yes, definitely.
That was her, like being alone a lot.
Yes, very much
okay,
so.
Okay, that makes sense. That's why she showed me this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who, I've always felt that when someone lives out in that kind of an area, it's like living alone.
Uh-huh.
And you don't like being bothered.
Yes, that was my mother.
Okay, well then your mother I've just made contact with.
Okay.
She's still in that same mode. She's not really talkative yet.
Yes. She
and
never really had much to say. She was kind of lost in her own world.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Your mom's passing wasn't hard.
No,
She
it was a surprise.
Pardon?
It was a surprise.
Yeah.
It wasn't expected.
Gone.
Yeah.
She finally let go. And you know what? I want to say this, that she was upset with your father.
She's been angry with my father for 40-some-odd years for leaving her.
Yes. Yes. She was. That's
yes.
why your dad and her are not talking.
Oh.
Your dad's been trying to talk to her, but she won't reason with him, even in spirit.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
So it's going to take a while for her to come around.
That's so like my mother, too, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while for her to come around. In time, she will heal through it.
Good.
But right now, she's still in that bitterness or just that way of thinking.
Yes.
You know, you left me here all alone with these children.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you left me here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not the only child.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
And who is William or Bill?
Oh, you got me there.
Okay, she shows, they're showing me a woman connected to her by the name of William. William.
Mm-hmm.
Or Willie, but I would say William.
I don't know.
Okay.
Funny you said that. Years ago, I had a reading from somebody, and they said the same thing, and I didn't know then either.
I think this is a relative of yours, and he's just being there in the presence of you.
And he's what?
He's just in your presence as being guideful.
Guideful?
Like he's helping you.
Oh. Is he in the afterlife?
I would say that, he's in the afterlife, but I want to say this man is actually a helper of
mm-hmm.
yours.
Oh.
But I want to say he's a relative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You got a relative, and I would say if you decided to research his family, on your father's side, I believe there is actually a William to your father.
Okay. I can check that out.
And this man is like almost like an Uncle Willie. I'm just hearing the word Uncle Willie.
Huh.
But I think he's related to your father somehow, or a great uncle, one of the two, but he's related to your father.
Mm.
And he's with you all the time.
Is he like a guide?
Yeah.
Helper.
He just gives you that push, that extra push.
Oh, okay.
That, like, again, I talked earlier about to someone else about nudging.
Yeah.
You know, like, give that little nudge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also saying to me that, you know, you got time to change some of your old laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like letting go of the old you, begin the new you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Spring has passed. It's summer now.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't worn the same clothing for over a year, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's trying to show you that change. It's time to change some new stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah. So what do you do for work?
I'm a massage therapist, and I've been just doing that in the last year and trying to start my own business, which has been very slow. So that's the new that has come into my life, but it's a slow-going process.
Oh, yeah. It does take time.
Yeah.
I always tell people, too, that if you're ever going into this like this, you're looking at least 2 years for where profit starts to create itself.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
You're not, when you jump into something like this, it's not easy. And being in a massage therapist, the first thing people may think of it the wrong way at times, too. So,
you mean the
I have
mindset?
A lady friend of mine who's a massage therapist.
Yeah.
And I said to her, what if some of the men, have you ever got aroused by your therapy? And she says a couple of times, she says, well, how do you stop them from being aroused? She's like, slap them.
It's not quite my style.
She slaps them or she kicks them.
Yeah, I guess that, I haven't encountered that, luckily, yet. Yeah.
But she's one of my students.
Oh, is she? Oh.
But she's a really nice person to talk to.
Yeah.
So what area are you living in?
I live in Arizona, about an hour from Sedona, so.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's very pretty.
Up there now.
It's very hot and muddy today. Yeah, we don't usually get muddy weather, but we have some today.
Wow.
Yeah. And even up in your area, it's a beautiful place you live in, too.
Yeah. Well, right now we're about 80 degrees here.
Isn't it like 8 hours difference over there? It's 3:35
well,
here.
Being in Arizona, we're the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If it's 25 to 4 my time, what is it yours?
It's 3:35.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I always thought there was an 8-hour difference, too.
No, apparently not. We're not with us.
Okay.
You're not in Australia.
No. Never been there.
That's 24 hours different.
Yeah. Well, it's very fascinating. I'm going to take a look at your website. I appreciate talking to you.
No problem.
And thank
if
you for all the information.
If you want to get a full reading, you're more than welcome to.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Give me a call.
All right. I sure will. Thank you, Derek.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It's wonderful to have a call from Arizona. And a lot of times, too, we don't always have a perfect relationship sometimes with our parents or even the loved one once in a while. We have the odd one they've always had a hardship with, or even the loved one's always had a little bit of hardship or has a hard time accepting a loss of a loved one. And some people go through quite easily and know the consequences, and some people won't accept it, and they get really angry and upset with their loved one. So it depends on how each person responds in this world and how they are dealing with it and how they want to accept it. I find it quite interesting whenever I've ever been invited to someone's funeral. When I go there at times, you can see the expressions on some people's faces. You know, there's a lot of sadness there, but for the first time, when people are at funerals, they have a hard time accepting the fact that their loved one is gone. And then it takes a week or two to go into almost like a stopping state. You know, you're just almost like you feel numb. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. And then after the numbness starts going away, you start making choices of what you want to do, whether you're angry with your spouse, you're angry with your loved one, or you want to come to acceptance of it, or you stay into, some people will stay into depression for a little while. It takes about a year or so. I mean, you can't always say, well, yeah, okay, she died. Deal with it, move on. You can't. It's hard to do when you love one so much and you have for a long time in your life. You're stuck with that loved one and your heart is there. I'll give you an example. My Aunt Frances, when she passed away, my mom's sister, when she passed away, my Uncle Art, 3 months later, died of a broken heart. He couldn't handle the idea of her being gone. And he just let himself go. So, you know, it went on his, he chose that. And we're not destined all the time that way, but that you have a choice. We all in life have a different choice in life of living our lives as being who we are. And that's called free will. So there are people out there who have a free will. And we all do. And we have making choices. Nothing's ever considered a mistake. You know, some people say, well, I don't want to make mistakes. Well, yeah, those are called learning lessons. So mistakes are not really a bad thing. It's just something to learn. And, you know, whether you don't make the same mistake twice or you don't make the same issue twice wrong, but again, that's a learning lesson. You learn by what you do and experience. That's why we do have elders. I mean, that's why we do have grandmas and grandpas. They're the ones that are trying to give you advice. Even mom and dad trying to give you advice, and they tell the children, well, you know, when I was your age, I used to do this and this and this. And I look at my mom and dad when I was young, and I'd say, yeah, right? Remember, I'm sure you had the idea of talk to the hand. But you reached your mom's and dad's age when they told you that same story when I was their age. You're going, yeah, mom, dad, you're right. You know, I should have listened. Should have listened. But we didn't listen. And sometimes we do take the advice, but not always. And because we think that we're invincible, we can do whatever we want, and maybe we can change things. Yes, once in a while you can change things. You know, we don't always make the same mistake. But we always learn by our peers. We learn by the experience. And if one time you ever prove your parent wrong, wow, that really either makes the surprise coming from your parent, or they'll say, could have done better, you know, anything could have been better. So you can't please everybody, as long as you enjoy life to the fullest. Anyways, the number that we're going to have you all call in, which is